sleep. No, better make that 6. Sometime later, he will slay an entire family of 8, leaving a grandmother alive. The following month, he will go on another spree. In National City, he will torture and rape... No, just torture a little crippled girl by...
All right, stop. That's enough. I get the idea. So how about saving the bus and then leading the police to him?
The police will never catch him.
What if I were to take care of him?
If, as a human, you were to take care of him, you would be guilty of murder. And if one were to go through the heavenly order, he will have killed all of his victims by then.
How many more will he kill?
27. But the world will only know about half of them.
And won't they ever catch him?
No, never. He'll live to be a ripe old age.
27, huh?
Here, I'll help you. One of those tres, cuatro things. 10. Plus, you'll get 2 for those who fell off the bus earlier, for a total of 12.
For some reason, this isn't making things any easier. And so there's no other way around this. Either everyone on the bus gets killed, or the accident never happens.
Mm-hmm, see.
Doesn't sound like much of a choice.
Well, at least you have one.
This is impossible. I'm reduced to numbers.
Why not work in broad strokes?
Oh, I don't know what to do. Either way, innocent people get maimed, murdered, or worse. How could anyone expect someone to make such a decision? Your orb is ringing.
Ah! A message from the boss. To Holly. So, how does it feel?
Oh. Does he communicate with you often?
See, he always has. All you have to do is listen.
Indecision.
Mamá, mamá, ¿por qué está parando el bus?
Shh.
Adiós, señora.
Driver, what are we waiting for?
Lady.
Just a moment. Holly, you're back. What happened?
Nothing.
You didn't have to pay a penalty?
No, others did.
How was Truck E?
I never got there.
Whoever God is, he's right. I should never have questioned him. He has a very difficult job.
God, I didn't imagine that Truck E could bring out such emotions. It's fine, Holly.
Thank you for all your help. And listen, if there's anything you'd like to do without being disturbed, there's going to be an emergency time stop in a few hours. Goodbye, Billy.
Tonight's episode starred
Joe Kennedy as Billy St. Kilda,
Hazel O'Connor as Holly Violet,
Maria O'Brien as Frida Kahlo,
Tina Lerno
as Doris, the operator,
Mary Carrig playing Alice Q. Rady, the homeless woman,
Dulce Castellanos as Martina Teresa Saputo,
Victor Dubois as Juan Carlo Mendocino,
Juliana Goitein as Helga,
John C. Graves as the driver,
Skip Hopkins as the Negro Angel,
David Konigsberg as Lionel T. Wilkins,
Quinn Kitmiddo-Lajoka as operator number 4,
Kim McLean as the white trash woman,
Kristen McGuire as operator number 1,
Raphael J. Noble as the bus driver, and Luther Xavier Smith,
Scott Peterson as Seedy,
Harry Sabin as Salesman 1,
Nancy Shields as Tilly J. Anderson and operator number 3,
Tatiana Swan as the Mexican mother and operator number 2,
and Peter Beckman was your narrator.
Tatiana Swan was the production assistant.
Alex King was the casting director and associate producer.
Music was composed by Franz Liszt and was adapted and sequenced by John C. Graves.
Wawa guitar by Greg St. Peter.
The production was recorded and mixed at Command Post.
This series and this story was created, produced, and copyrighted 2000 by David Konigsberg. This work cannot be posted, broadcast, or transferred in part or in whole without the express written permission of David Konigsberg.
This has been a Cosmic Forces presentation, darling.